Classic Business Retirement.
Well, one of the key areas to watch out for in tonight's State of the Nation address is some clues about government's current thinking on prescribed assets, which we know is ANC policy, but is it seriously going to become government policy? And considering what we've seen from the likes of the principal officer of the Government Employees Pension Fund, Abel Sotoli, he was quoted in the Business Day last year saying that he wants to diversify the $2 trillion worth of government employees' pensions offshore. It is very, very curious just from that perspective. Well, anyway, I've got Andrew Davison, Head of Advice at Old Mutual Corporate Consulting, on the line. Andrew, welcome to the retirement feature on this auspicious occasion. All very curious. Firstly, let's just set a baseline here. What are prescribed assets?
So thanks for having me, Michael. I think that, you know, when we put out this note that you saw and that you asked us to talk about, the main thing was that we were hearing a lot of noise amongst our clients saying we're hearing about prescribed assets, it's concerning, but they didn't really have a good idea what they were being concerned about. So the first thing is, as you say, what exactly is prescribed assets? And there is some history in South Africa in the sense that back in the day, and I'm talking really back to the 1950s, there was a requirement to invest a certain minimum amount in government bonds. And that's really the, I suppose, the starting point for most South Africans is that's what we know as prescribed assets. But really it's any restriction or any requirement, shall I say, to invest assets of an institution like a retirement fund in a particular asset or asset class.
But to some degree, Andrew, I mean, let's face it, we already have a form of prescription in terms of Reg 28. We can't just take 100% of our assets and invest them offshore, for example.
Yes, exactly. That's right. So we do have some form of prescription. At the moment, it is pretty broad, and that's, I think, quite key. So the level of prescription is an important thing to worry about, should I say. So if it's broad like it is at the moment, there's lots of room to maneuver, and we're not creating artificial demand for a particular very narrow asset, which then starts to influence the pricing and hence the returns that you can get.
And that is a real concern here. So if government were to say, well, because we know the financial constraints and problems that Eskom is facing and suffering under, we are now going to prescribe that every single pension fund should have 10% of their portfolio or assets under management in Eskom bonds, for example. You completely distort the pricing and the price discovery in that market.
Exactly. So such a narrow definition and such a narrow prescription is the danger. And that's where, there's cause for concern. So if that is how narrow the description of a prescribed asset is going to be, then you know, that is going to affect the returns that members in retirement funds are going to enjoy going forward. Because if you are that fortunate recipient of all the prescribed assets, there's no real incentive to make sure that you are competitive, that you're priced appropriately, and that the returns that you're delivering to investors are decent. So you because you're going to get the money anyway.
And I mean, let's face it, Andrew, I think ideologically there's nothing wrong with encouraging asset managers, citizens and stewards of capital to invest in the country where they live and work. There is a shared value system that the CFA talks about all the time, but we need to look at positive motivation here. It tends to work far better than a prescriptive, overly straitjacketed mechanism by which to achieve this. From what you're hearing in the marketplace, do you expect this to be a plank of what we might hear out of the State of the Nation later on?
So, I mean, as you said in the beginning, it's ANC policy. It's in their manifesto. It's not government policy at this stage. It's obviously, you know, we this is a manifesto designed to gather votes. So it is going to make statements like that. Whether it translates into, first of all, a reality, and second of all, exactly what the definition of prescribed assets, that's, I think we're a long way away from that, and I don't expect that we will get any level of detail tonight. I think there's a lot more work, because the manifesto even says investigate. It doesn't say we already have solved this problem and we are ready to prescribe something. There's a lot of work still required, I think.
Andrew Davison, Head of Advice at Old Mutual Corporate Consulting, talking about the whole issue of prescribed assets. And I do agree with you there, Andrew. A lot of column centimeters and radio airtime has been dedicated to this. But if you look at the minutiae and the detail of the wording of the statement, it did say investigate. We're nowhere near approaching that particular bridge. So we'll have to wait and see exactly what the president has to say about solving for Eskom, which, let's face it, really is one of the centerpieces of this entire debate.